This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Andrew Womack Ministries fights against Colorado to stay open. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
On Wednesday, October 28th, the state of Colorado and the Teller County Public Health Departments argued their case against Andrew Womack Ministries, Incorporated, trying to bar them from hosting religious gatherings. The Andrew Womack Ministries, Incorporated, or AWMI, is being represented in court by Liberty Counsel, who states that the suit is both futile and is littered with misrepresentations, and the state and county are unable to establish any relevant facts to support their case. On October 23rd, Colorado Governor Jared Polis revised the state COVID restrictions, which previously allowed a total room limit of 175, and now allows 175 with an unlimited number of staff. In the state's closing arguments, they argued that a Supreme Court case from 1905, Jacobson v. Massachusetts, which was about smallpox vaccinations, gives the state officials carte blanche authority during a public health crisis. They also argue that the state expert doesn't need to rely on scientific studies or data to make their restrictions. Liberty Counsel made their argument saying that the 115-year-old Supreme Court case doesn't supersede the First Amendment, especially in a modern world. They also argued that AWMI has been very successful in implementing their safety plans. AWMI has been strictly following their self-imposed safety protocols. They have been making sure that any employee with symptoms or test positive with COVID is prohibited from working any events. All staff and volunteers are required to wear masks at all times, including parking lot attendants. Ushers are stationed at main entrances to open doors for people so that they do not need to touch the door handles themselves. Signs have been posted at entrances in various places encouraging face mask wearing and social distancing during all events, as well as advising people experiencing any symptoms to refrain from entering the facility. AWMI routinely checks people's temperatures when they arrive on the property and deny entrance for anyone exhibiting a fever. They have also provided sanitization stations throughout the campus, as well as twice having the entire facility professionally sanitized. Caris Bible College is following the same guidelines. Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, said that this lawsuit by the state of Colorado and Teller County Public Health Departments against Andrew Womack Ministries is a waste of time. Their case is littered with misrepresentations and lacks any relevant facts or science to support their meeting restrictions. AWMI takes extraordinary precautions to keep its staff, volunteers, and conference attendees safe. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.